Welcome back. In this quick bonus module, I'm going to talk about something I'm very excited about, and that is smaller apartment buildings, okay? The sweet spot, in my opinion, is 5 to 30 units, and we're going to get into that. So the large players, they're interested in 100-plus units or very large single-family home portfolios. Some of the big hedge funds are buying these large portfolios of homes, or they invest in large multifamily complexes. Yeah, but they're not interested in the 5-unit, the 12-unit, the 15, even the 30 or 40-unit buildings, and there's an incredible opportunity. In fact, I was just interviewing someone on my podcast yesterday, a young couple in Houston that just took down a 32-unit apartment building, and you know what they did? All they did was mail 300 letters, and now they have $10,000 net cash flow a month for life. If that doesn't excite you, then you need to have another cup of coffee. Anyway, let's get into it. Okay, so what you're competing with is individual investors and small investment groups when you go after these small, you know, these smaller apartment buildings. And it's a much leveler playing field for people that are just starting out or people that have only got a handful of units. So it's a great place to get rolling. And you're not competing against the large investment groups or institutional investors. You know, they have deep pockets, they can offer cash. You know, it's very hard to compete when, you know, you're in a multiple offer situation and one of the players has cash. You know, most of us have to get financing, and, you know, any broker that has one of these things listed is going to go for the cash buyer. So is the seller. They're always going to go for the cash buyer first. So you're not competing with that. The reason I believe they're a sweet spot is there's not an overwhelming amount of properties in any given county. So you can literally do a mailing campaign and mail to every single one of them quite easily in the county where you live or wherever you decide to target, okay? So it's not overwhelming. And mailing works, like I just said. So it's really the same amount of work as 2 to 4 units, but it's much more profitable, okay? The thing to remember is houses and 2 to 4 units, 2 to 4 are residential, and their values are based on comparable sales. So you really don't have the ability to ramp your value like you do with commercial properties, okay? 5 units plus are based on the NOI, as we've gone into in the course, a multiple of the NOI, which is the cap rate. And basically, you're doing the same amount of work managing a 4 unit as you are 5 plus units in most cases. Sometimes it's easier, because in a 5-plus unit, you can give someone a rent break to help be your eyes on the property. So in some cases, it's actually easier to have a larger property like that. You know, but remember, every dollar you raise the NOI on a 5-plus unit increases its value. Remember when we went through that in the course? You know, it's exponential. So, you know, anytime you can increase the rents or decrease the expenses, you're improving the value. And this applies to these smaller properties. Okay, seller financing, huge. You guys, you've heard me talk about how big a deal seller financing is, and it's much easier to get on these smaller properties because very often they're elderly sellers. If you're targeting, like I suggest you do in the module on mailing, you're targeting people that have owned the properties for, you know, 20 plus years. They're typically elderly. And frankly, you can create a win-win by offering them seller financing. I think you're doing a disservice to them if you don't offer it to them, frankly, okay? And like I wrote here, it's easier to show them how seller financing is in their benefit. So if you didn't quite get that module in the main course about the benefits of seller financing and how to sell it, go back and watch it because it's huge, okay? Because you can structure the seller financing any way you want, you know, that you can negotiate. And it's almost always a win-win for the seller. So very exciting. And you're not going to get typically as advantageous seller financing, if at all, on a larger property. You're dealing with institutional players. They want to cash out typically and move on to the next property. But an elderly seller, like I told you in the previous module, in the module on seller financing, is, you know, they are typically going to put their money in the bank account at 1 or 2% interest max, and you can offer them multiples of that, and they're going to lose most of that money that they collect on a property to taxes because the property's been fully depreciated. So you can definitely create a win-win for a seller on a smaller property like this. So that's a huge plus. Okay, and Again, most small apartments are owned by mom and pops, individual investors, and maybe small groups. So you can be creative. They're much more flexible in their terms, you know, and how you structure it. And typically, they don't have to get board approval to sell the property, as is often the case in very large properties. So, you know, you're just dealing with a couple or an individual that wants to sell this property, and you can negotiate one-on-one. And, you know, you can even bond with them. You know, that's a strategy, particularly with elderly sellers, is to go on and bond with them. And I'm not saying, again, to take advantage of them, but you create a relationship, and it's much easier to structure a win-win in the transaction where both you and them benefit. Remember, when you're dealing, it's easier to do your initial due diligence on a 5-30 unit than it is a 2-4 unit. Because if you're going to buy a 2-4 unit, you need to be checking out the comparable properties, at least on your first blush. Certainly once you get into the due diligence, you're going to do a lot more. But I'm talking about initially here. You can do a lot of your work right there on Google and online, as I've shown you previously, and you can save time weeding through properties. So 5+ units, remember, are empirically based. They're a business. They're based on numbers, okay? And anything you can do to improve those numbers is going to improve the value, as I've said. So you really just need to see the income and expense information, and you can start the offer process. It's, you know, all things being equal, you've checked out the market, you've gone on Google and seen what Google Earth and seen what's around it, and you've done some basic due diligence, but you can do that all from your laptop. So, all right. Now, smaller properties typically have less of a turnover with tenants than the larger properties. And I don't know why that is. I guess it's just more of a homey feel. But smaller properties in the 5-40 unit range, you know, I've seen them with tenants that have been in there for decades, okay? And you typically don't get that with the real large properties. Now, of course, it varies, but you know, we've seen that smaller turn. They tend to stay longer. Maybe it's a home-like feel. And remember, turnover is absolutely your largest expense. So you really want to maximize tenant retention anyway, which, you know, I've talked about, but it's less work with a smaller property. Okay, and there are lots of potential buyers when you buy a small property. You know, if you want to wholesale, flip, or just sell, you've got lots of pools of buyers. If you go to your local RIA meetings, you know, you're going to see the single family investors there, and they all want to ultimately get into multifamily and get into the big leagues. So there are opportunities there. There are single family investors just burned out, and frankly, small multifamily like this is easier to manage than single family, as I've told you in my personal experience. So like I said, a single family investor, they may want to move up to a 6-10 or 30 unit, but they might be scared of a 60 unit. So there's opportunities in your local network. And I'm sure you've set up a network, and if you haven't, definitely need to start getting to those RIA meetings and those meetup groups and start meeting peers and developing relationships and building a network. And you're going to find people that want to buy these if you want to sell, which I think you hold on to these forever personally. But if you want to sell, the buyers are there. All right. A lot of people are afraid of managing these smaller properties, but I'll tell you, there are strategies for doing it that really are not that cumbersome. And basically, they involve enrolling a tenant, obviously screening your tenants, but finding a tenant, you know, that one that's nosy, that's always, you know, paying attention to what's going on. You know, they're very, very detailed. They're very, I don't want to use the word anal, but I'll use the word anal. But they're the ones that always know what's happening with your apartment, and you can enroll your apartment building, and you can enroll someone like that for a couple hundred bucks a month to be your eyes on the property, to show units, to maybe pick up the trash every day. And it's really not that hard to do. And, you know, now you've got to police them, you've got to pay attention to them. But that's how I do it, and it's worked very, very well for me. So, and they'll like I said, they'll be your eyes and ears. And you know, you don't need a large staff. Obviously, you're going to have a maintenance solution, someone that you can call on for maintenance work. But you know, I've even put husband and wife teams in 20+ units, giving them free rent, and the woman is the one that pays attention to everything, and the man maybe is handy and he can do turnovers on units. You can save a lot of money, frankly, enrolling one of your tenants, or if you have an empty unit, running an ad for a solution like that. And I run ads, retired couple with property management experience, wanted to manage small apartment complex. And I'll tell you, there's lots of people that would love to jump on that, that don't have anything to do. The man, you know, maybe has been in the construction business in his previous career, and it's a very relaxed, easy way for them to have free rent. And so it's not as hard as you think. And, you know, I've had very good success doing just what I described. So I hope you guys really give these smaller units a chance. The financing is typically easier. You're dealing with small local banks, you know, and they want relationships. And as I've told you, in developing banker relationships, go out there and take them to lunch, or go out and have a cup of coffee, introduce yourself, you know, put on a suit, go meet them. And so much of this is based on personal relationships. But, you know, these smaller banks love these small multifamily. So it's easy to get financing for these things. And you don't have to put big groups together and syndicate big groups to take down one of these. Maybe you find one partner that helps you with all or a lot of the down payment. You split the deal in some fashion, and it can be a regular partnership. You don't have to syndicate if that person is involved in the transaction, if they're active. So you can bring in one or two partners or possibly investors. You could syndicate if you want, and you're good to roll. You're good to go. So you can do it with less people is the point, okay? And frankly, it's mentally easier. It's less overwhelming. It's less intimidating to take down a smaller property. And if you're just getting started, you don't have to shoot for 100 units, okay? I know a lot of you want to jump right into the big unit, but I know how intimidating that can be. And even me, when I got started, I did smaller. I didn't start with 100 plus unit apartment complexes. So this is a great place to start. It's mentally, it's easier to grasp. There's less fear. You know, it's if you make a mistake, it's a much smaller mistake. So there you go. Okay, and smaller properties typically sell at a higher cash on cash return and have higher cap rates. And that's because the big institutional players are not interested in them, so they don't have the competition that these larger complexes have right now. So you can get great deals. You can get better cash on cash returns. And because these small apartments are typically owned by mom and pops, they regularly have tenants that have been in there forever. They've developed relationships with these tenants, so they don't want to raise their rents. And so there are lots of incredible opportunities where people have had, like I said, tenants in there for decades and they haven't raised the rents. Incredible opportunities for you to come in and buy these and maximize the value. So, you know, they like I say, they become more and more attached. You know, they don't really treat their properties like a business like you've been trained to do. It's maybe their main asset that they own, and you know, they take care of it a little bit, but you know, as people get older, they let things go. So there can be huge value add opportunities. So in closing, give these a look, guys, okay? They are incredible opportunities for all the reasons I just mentioned. Like I said, that couple in Houston, literally just talked to them yesterday, and they took down a 32 unit by mailing 300 handwritten letters. So incredible opportunities. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next module.